Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is the first big one of the year. It's The Hunger Games. Well, every year names are randomly selected for those who have to participate in a game to the death. Well, it isn't Katniss's turn until her little sister selected and volunteers to go instead. And now she has to stay alive.
Welcome and happy Hunger Games.
I volunteer! I volunteer as tribute.
You're stronger than they are.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
Now you have Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson, Owen Wilson, Dahlia Sutherland, and Lenny Kravitz to name a few people that you're going to know in this movie, and they did a great job. Well, how do they do conveying the story from the book? I have no idea, because like usual, I didn't read the book, but I didn't need to. I totally got what was going on, so obviously it wasn't too complicated. But it does have a dark side to it. After all, we are talking about watching kids kill each other off. But like any of these kind of stories, it's more about, you know, the moral struggles and human condition more than the constant onslaught of relentless violence. I do have to tell you, though, it's a darn good thing I did not live in this time, because Jennifer, she has to take care of her family, fall in love, be clever, hunt, run fast, look great, and all while trying to stay alive. Way too much multitasking for me. I never would have made it, but it does make for an entertaining movie. So in our movie night traffic light, The Hunger Games is a green light. Now, if you can't get out to theaters this weekend, you might want to try an action-packed DVD. Finally out, it's A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. And Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara, they're an unlikely team who try to solve a murder mystery and end up right in the middle of it.
You will be investigating thieves, misers, bullies, the most detestable collection of people that you will ever meet. My family.
The names.
Emma Hassan.
Someone killed her. Someone on the island that day.
These people are insane.
As you probably remember, I actually read this book, and I felt completely inadequate in the ability to understand stuff because I couldn't keep track of all the details. But I felt so much better after I saw the movie because they kept it a bit more simple, so much so that I could follow what was going on. I love the simplification, the action, the intrigue, and of course, Daniel Craig. And on top of all of that, serious girl power. Rooney Mara lets the bad guys have it, and I mean really have it. The story's compelling, the characters are great, and the acting is very good. But don't forget, this mystery is definitely not for the kids. This one is dark and disturbing. So if you can't get out to the theaters this weekend and want to stay home instead, put the kids to bed early to put this DVD in. So our movie night traffic light, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.